So as the 2022 year comes to an end, I kind of want to take this chance to just reflect a bit and I guess use this podcast platform as a place for me to actually just sit with myself and literally think my thoughts out loud about what happened this year, the wins, the losses, and just everything in between. So I guess whether or not you're actually tuning into this, I don't know. I guess if you're here, then I just want to thank you for still sticking around after more than a year. I think my last episode was like February of like 2021. And then I guess after everything started kicking back in, when COVID slowly came to an end, you know, life got busy and I just stopped recording. But I feel like, I don't know, something about today and this kind of the end of this year is calling me to do an episode and just to speak my thoughts out loud and think a bit. So yeah, if you're here, thank you for joining, and hopefully you'll echo some of these sentiments that I'm feeling, or if you relate or don't relate, it'll just provide you with some insight here and there. So if I were to describe 2022, I'd say it's been quite a roller coaster of a year. I've experienced like the lowest of lows to the highest of highs, and I think thinking back about how much I've endured and how far I've come just makes me realize how strong I am and how much I'm able to accomplish and how capable I am of, you know, getting through hard times. And I'm just extremely proud of myself, honestly, for this entire year. And I really don't think I would have traded it for anything else, despite everything that has happened. So I guess going back to January, I'm just going to kind of start from the beginning of the year and kind of move my way forward, because it kind of started off on the low and kind of ended up on the high. So I guess in January of 2022, I was supposed to be heading into my final year of university, or my final semester of university, and also I was supposed to go on exchange to Singapore, which, you know, was something I've wanted to do for the longest time. I've applied since the beginning of my third year, and it's already been 2 years, and, you know, obviously due to COVID, I wasn't able to go the previous 2 times I applied, so, you know, for this third time, we were actually already ready to go. Our bags were packed, our flight was in 2 weeks, everything was booked, and then Omicron came. So we had to cancel it the last time, and because this was my final semester, I knew that there was no other possible chance I could have gone. So I was honestly quite let down and quite devastated, because it was something that I wanted to do so much, but I couldn't make it happen. And I remember, you know, my mom was telling me maybe there's a reason why there's so many times that, like, all these times that you've applied, you weren't able to go. Like, maybe there's a message that you're not getting, or maybe there is a bigger reason behind this. So I was like, okay, maybe there is. We'll see. And then starting in kind of, like, February, as we were heading into the semester, I don't know if it was, like, the stress, kind of, obviously, me not being able to go and just everything building up, but I started getting eczema on my neck. It started off at this like kind of small patch. And I remember the dermatologist was like, oh, this looks like a rash. I'll just give you some mild steroid cream to put on. So I put it on, and it kind of like held it down for a bit, but then it came back. And then slowly throughout kind of the semester, it kind of just spread all over my body. At some point it was like, you know, at the crooks of my elbows and then back on my knees, and then all over my body. Like, I'm not even kidding. It was on my face. My eyes were swollen. It was like all over my torso, my back, my legs. It was honestly quite scary, because at that point I felt so helpless, because I went to every single doctor. I did tests. I did, like, you know, blood tests. Everything came back normal. And some doctors just dismissed me and told me, you know, it's just eczema. You just got to deal with it. And I was like, oh my god, I'm losing sleep over this. Like, I wasn't able to sleep because I would be itching all night. I wasn't able to fall asleep because of itchy, so I had to take, like, melatonin. And, like, my confidence was, like, man, it really, like, usually I've never been much of a, like, I'm not too caught up in my physical appearance, I would say. It's not something that I've always had, I've ever had like confidence issues around, but that was the one time where I was like, damn, this is really affecting me both mentally and physically, because obviously I wasn't able to get enough rest. I was stressed out from school, I was stressed out from this, I didn't feel good in my skin, like literally. And then at some point, I remember the like in the middle of my semester, I asked my friend, I was like, should I just drop all my courses and just like take a semester off, because I was so tired and I was ready to just give up, and literally delay my graduation, which was already at the point pushed back because of my exchange. So, my, well, supposed exchange, I already pushed everything back, so that didn't really matter. But I was like, I'm already halfway through the semester, I'm halfway through all these courses that after I'm done, I'll be done with forever. But I just wanted to give up because it was that hard. And I remember, the dermatologist was like, okay, the highest strength steroids aren't working, so like if you do choose, you can take oral steroids, which I really didn't want to do because I know there's a lot of side effects to it, that I just didn't really want to risk anymore because nothing had worked before. So at some point, I started turning towards natural methods of healing. I went to like several naturopaths, and eventually one of them put me on a really strict diet that was basically like no soy, no dairy, no gluten, no sugar for about 3 months or so. So I was eating basically potatoes and vegetables, like I'm not even kidding, and then just salt and pepper, like just no seasoning. So I was like cleaning my diet up so much. And then I also went to like the Chinese doctor and did like acupuncture and all that, and it did slowly start to work. It did bring my flares down. Obviously it wasn't completely healed, but it was much better than before, because at that point at least I could sleep. At least it wasn't painful to step into the shower anymore. I wasn't bleeding every day. So I think that was already a huge improvement. And I did end up just pushing through with the semester. I was like, I've done half the course material for everything already. Like, you know what? Like, I just really need to finish this because I didn't want to have to go back and do it anymore. And maybe in hindsight it wasn't the best idea, because I think I really did push my body to a point where it was just exhausted and burnt out. But at the same time, I'm grateful that I did do it, because I was able to just look back with like no regret of like having given up, I guess. Not that giving up is necessarily a bad thing, because I think at some point, like, or sometimes it's honestly more important to actually prioritize your body and what your body's telling you. So yeah, I don't know. There's kind of like the two sides of the puzzle for that for me. I'm not really sure if that was the best decision, but at the same time, I am glad that I end up sticking through with it. And it was also throughout the kind of the first this last semester when I was just really struggling. I guess I met my partner for the, this, for all of you who don't know, it was my first time ever dating. So I ended up meeting my partner, ironically in the most unconventional way for me. For anyone who knows me, I'm usually, this is probably something that would strike you as something that I wouldn't try out, but I ended up going on a dating app in January, and I ended up meeting my current partner, which was just really unexpected because, first of all, I've always had such a bias towards dating apps. I was like, these things are so ingenuine, they don't work, they're like, they promote such shallow relationships, XYZ. And also, I guess a part of me always was a little bit fearful of being vulnerable to someone else, and just a little bit like apprehensive of the whole idea of dating. I think I've just built up a really like strong independent woman image or kind of persona of myself, in a way where I'm like, yeah, I can do everything, like I'm capable, I'm I've like lasted through all this stuff. Like, I'm quote unquote conventionally successful or whatever you want to call that. Or like, I guess I built up a lot of ego almost. And also there's probably some fear in there of like, I don't need anyone else. You know, I don't need a guy or I don't need whoever. Like, I have my friends and that's fine. You know, that's enough. I got this. I can take care of myself, whatever. So I don't know. It was really weird that I would suddenly did decide to try it out, but I did for the first time. And yeah, I met my partner and he really did help me through my eczema journey struggle thing. He actually suggested me to try out therapy during this time, which was, you know, when I was at that really low point. And again, I never thought I would do that as well, but I did end up trying it, and it was really cool, honestly. It was a really great experience for me. I think, you know, at that point, any support helps, right? And I remember just during that month of March, I remember at the beginning, I was looking forward and being like, how am I gonna finish all this? Like, how am I gonna get through school and with my eczema and everything? And I remember just looking forward to having like, we called like, you know, at night and stuff to just chat and just chill. And I remember just looking forward to those moments, kind of kept me going. I was like, okay, I'm gonna finish my school and finish my assignments and stuff so that we can like chat. And it was kind of what kept me going. And I'm just really grateful because I think just having that support and that little bit of motivation just kept me going and getting through the semester. So yeah, that's something that I think in hindsight, maybe that was why I was meant to stay here, you know, and to experience that. And then sometime in like the middle of January, or not January, sorry, I think March, I think I felt this random urge to be like, why don't you just look into a summer exchange? Like, there's nothing that's like preventing you from doing that, you know? So I ended up looking, and there was this, you know, 1 month exchange to Singapore. And I was like, okay, well, perfect. This is what, like, I have to do this to wrap it up. And I think out of just an impulse, I just like applied just because I was like, why not? I have nothing to lose at this point. And I ended up applying and ended up getting in, and I was scheduled to go in June or end of June slash July. So it's throughout the month of July. So, you know, after I finished my school, I ended up, you know, going on exchange, and it was seriously like the best experience I ever could have ever asked for. It was just like me being able to go alone to a completely new country. And then, which I also started doing a bit of solo traveling at that point, just around Singapore, obviously. And then also, I went to Bali to just honestly just step out of my comfort zone and just do something for myself. That was seriously the best experience I could have ever asked for. Like, being able to try living on a dorm and in another country and just meeting people from all around the world, trying all these new cuisines, and just honestly, it was such like a live in the moment experience. It was like every day you're just going out and you're like, what am I gonna do next? Like, you're just living. And it was just such, oh my God, it was such a great experience. And I kid you not, within 1 week of going to Singapore, all my eczema healed. Like, literally, I don't know if it was the climate that was like better for it or what, but all my eczema healed. And then just me going to Bali alone, that was also such a cool experience because I know my parents were freaking out. But you know, I ended up making it happen, and it was something that I wanted to do for myself to just see what I was capable of. And I honestly wouldn't have traded for anything else because it was such a humbling experience. I mean, the entire trip, I was just blown away by how little I knew about the rest of the world and how much there is to experience. And I think that just, it was so humbling to be able to be in that space and learn so much more than I thought I ever knew about, you know, stuff like sustainability and environmentalism, which are, you know, topics I'm extremely passionate about. So yeah, I guess, that was kind of a high. Like, I don't even know. There were so many peak life moments in that trip where I just felt so content with life. And I feel like, at the end of the day, I guess that's kind of what we want, right? Like, we just want to feel like this exact moment where I am right now, I'm at peace with, and I just feel extremely content with. And I just really hope that, these are moments that we continue to cultivate and just find in the smallest things. Like, I remember in Singapore, it's just like, it can be just literally me and my friends eating papaya at our cafeteria at like 10 p.m. at night. Like, that was like what brought me so much happiness. And it's so simple. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It doesn't have to be like extremely expensive or anything like that. It can be so simple. And I think that was just so unique. And just such an experience, honestly. I sometimes, like, I still can't find words to describe it because it was truly that amazing. And then I remember coming back and it, oh my God, just felt like a dream. Like, even to this day, I think back and I'm like, did I really do that? Like, did I really go to Singapore and Bali and Malaysia? Like, did I really do all those things? Because it feels so far away almost. Like, now that I'm quote unquote back in reality, it definitely feels a little surreal. And I guess ever since I came back, I've just been kind of falling back a little bit into my hustling patterns. I've always been like a bit of a hustler. Like, I literally don't know how to stop and take breaks. Like, whenever I have a break of any sort, I would feel the urge to do stuff because not doing anything would make me feel like I'm like wasting my time or something like that. And I know it's not the case. I know that's something I have to work on because I shouldn't have to need permission to take a break, But I feel like it's been such a ingrained part of me, the hardworking, hustling, go, 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 a high achieving kind of side of me has been such like a huge part of my life that I don't really know otherwise, and I think that's something that I've been trying to work on a lot more, this year especially. And it's definitely been helpful, with my partner because he's been helping me balance that out a lot. And just like, I guess, me being with him is kind of my way of taking a break in a way, which probably isn't also the best because I should learn to take breaks myself, which I'm now working on more and more. But yeah, he's definitely helped me balance out the hustling part of me. Like, he would ask me, like, you don't need to always do stuff. Like, you can rest, like, it's okay to do that and stuff. So I think that's something that I've been grateful for. And then afterwards, I've been, working part-time at the community centers. And I ended up actually finding myself a full-time job, in a field that I actually really, really like. So that was like, I guess, yeah, something that I also didn't expect because it was like, I applied for that and I was like, I'm probably not gonna get it because I'm not qualified, but I'm just gonna do it anyways. And everything ended up lining up because my old youth worker ended up was actually on the team and he ended up giving me a lot of helpful advice, which I'm super grateful for as well. And then I ended up getting it, and it was just like the most unexpected thing as well. Because at that point, I was also ready to be like, if I didn't get that, I'm gonna go on another solo trip and do some soul searching. Because I feel like I was trying to grasp onto every opportunity out there out of like desperation of like needing a job. When I know that that's not where I want to be, and that's not a healthy mentality that I want to have. But I think it was when I let go of that, when I was like, you know what? Whatever happens, happens. I'm not gonna have any expectations for this. I'm just gonna apply for this to the best of my abilities. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, I'll go travel, and either way, my life will work out fine. I think it was when I had that thought that I ended up getting it. And yeah, I guess like from then on, It's kind of been where I've been this past month. I've just been kind of settling into the new position. So I guess there's been really a lot of just learning this past month about, obviously the position, but also like what I like, what I don't like, and where do I want to see myself advance towards. So yeah, it's honestly been a really humbling journey. And I, despite the ups and downs from the eczema to just me wanting to give up in school, to like finally graduating and just walking across that stage in November, having now gone through everything that I have gone through, and just experiencing life at the other side of the world, just truly feeling content, and also just, finding and building an amazing relationship that I do have right now, with my partner and also with my siblings. We've gotten a lot closer this year as well. With my niece, it's almost, her 1 year birthday, which is exciting. And just with all the friends that have supported me throughout this year, I really think, I wouldn't have traded for anything else, honestly. I think this is a year of growth and a year where I've truly shown myself what I was capable of. And I hope that regardless of where you are in this year or what you've endured and what you've gone through this past year, that you'll know, life gets better, and there will be those periods of ups and downs, because nothing's ever a straight trek up the mountain. There's always, curvy roads and bends along the way, and I think in hindsight, everything does make sense, because I feel like the universe does have the best plan for us. And I just think back to January, if I did go to Singapore, and if, for whatever reason my eczema did show up then, it would have completely ruined my trip, and I would have also never met my partner that I'm with right now. So I think in hindsight, everything worked out, and I couldn't have been more grateful for 2022. And honestly, let's see what 2023 has for us. And I hope as you reflect on this past year, you'll look back with a smile and know that you've worked hard and you deserve everything that you asked for, and that everything at the end of the day will work out for the best. And I hope that with that, I hope you'll have a great holiday season, and a great New Year celebration with everyone that you love around you. So, thank you for listening.